Welcome to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell, where we share helpful tips, introduce exciting new products, and celebrate all things machine embroidery. I'm your host, Kim Christofferson, and I can't wait for you to experience the joy of creativity with us. Hello, everyone, and welcome to What's New Wednesday at Kimberbell. How are you doing today? It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and it's a beautiful sunny day. It's a little cold still here where I am at, but nonetheless, very nice. Who do I have joining me today? It looks like, let's see, we've got Lisa from Cape Coral, Florida, and Lori from Forest, Virginia. Hi, Patricia from the Adirondacks, and good morning, Camby. Hi, Lori from, Marianne from Camby, Oregon. Hello, Sheila from West Virginia, and Cindy, my friend from Tennessee. She says, it's so warm. Nice. Hi, Cheryl from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Sandra from Texarkana, Texas. Wow, that's a cool name. Hi, Martha. You just flew by. Sandy from Huntley, Illinois. Jennifer from Michigan. Shelley from Kennewick, Washington. And the list goes on. If you are listening to this on the podcast, you are listening to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell. But if you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you are watching What's New Wednesday. Now, I like to start out with a little bit of sew and tell with Kimberbell to see what you guys are working on. But I'm going to hold that off just a few more minutes because today's sew and tell has a little bit to do with something else I'm going to be talking about. And so we'll share that in just a moment. Just a big shout out to some new friends out there in Waco, Texas. My sister and I had a chance to go out there for a little retreat that had nothing to do with sewing, but we got a little getaway time. And while we were there, we actually said, you know what, wouldn't it be fun to meet some people that we've, gotten to know online, like many of you out here. And so we had a little lunch out there. It was wonderful. So big shout out to my new friends in Waco, Texas. All right. So what is new at Kimberbell? There's a whole lot to talk about. But in case you missed last week's episode of What's New Wednesday, I cut to, or not last week, but 2 weeks ago, since I wasn't here last week. 2 weeks ago, I got to interview one of my favorite people at Kimberbell. She's pretty awesome and a very good friend of mine as well, Ginger. And she and I got to talk about the brand new event called Day at the Spot. And, you know, if everyone, you know, feels like, you know, they deserve a little day at the spa, I'm right there with you, right? But this day at the spa is a little bit different. This is Kimberbell style. And so you're going to be embroidering some spa-like gifts. Let's take a look at that little recap reel on what happened a couple weeks ago on What's New Wednesday. And if you're interested in this event, shops all over the world are hosting it right now. It's never too late to join. So find an event for Day at the Spa, either online, virtually, or in person. We'll give you all the details. But here's a little clip of that interview. Day at the Spa. Who wants a day at the spa? I think we all do, right?
April 5th, you can sign up. It's a one-day event. It'll take about 6 hours, and the projects are divine. You get the lovely, gorgeous event bag, full-color printed instructions in there, everything that you need, including your rope, all that fun stuff.
If you haven't tried the rope bowls yet, this is a good chance to do that. Okay, so like you saw there's three different projects you can do at that event. It is a one-day event, thus a day at the spa. And oh, is it so beautiful in every way. So find a shop that is hosting that virtually or in person. You won't want to miss it for sure. All right, another new thing here at Kimberbell this week is a brand new item in the vault. Now, I showed this on the Bellas and Fellas last night because I was so excited about it, but it is what we call the Flying to Pieces Zipper Pouch. Have you seen this yet? Or did you do it many, many years ago? I want to say, well, it's an older one. It's an oldie but a goodie. I almost want to say it's probably 9 or so years old, maybe. Let's look. Isn't that so cute? Yeah, since that is no longer being sold as a physical product, we have it as a digital download. And not only do you get those two cute sizes, you get two more sizes. So there are four sizes in one download. It's only $8 for the entire download. My friends, if you don't have Fly Into Pieces yet, now is your time to do it. It is so cute. Look at all the different fabric possibilities with those sweet little flying geese blocks. Whether you use, you know, a different fabric for each block, or like in this one, I use the same fabric for each one. Oh, it's just too cute for words. It goes all the way from, I want to say it's a 5x7 size is the smallest, and then it goes up to 6x10, I believe 7x11 or 7x12, and then 8x14, I believe. So check it out. We'll put the link in the notes, but it is an instant download. So you can get it today and get started right away. Now, I could be wrong. If Jeanette is watching this, she can correct me. But I think that one might have been our very first, if not second, zipper pouch we did in the hoop. Pretty cool. So anyway, there you have it. It's the Fly Into Pieces zipper pouch. All right. Some more brand new themes just listed on the website are the background quilting designs. Yay, we love when those are released every week. There's so many good ones coming out, you guys. And these ones are just beautiful for so many reasons. These first two are from just from last week. Since I wasn't here, let's talk about it this week. And it is this plaid. And doesn't that to you just scream like Easter for some reason? I don't know why I put plaid with Easter, maybe because of the look of baskets. I don't know, but it is so cute. And it's also very, you know, masculine as well. If you're looking for maybe a little more masculine style type of quilting, I just love the straight, clean lines of that plaid design. I think we call that plaid 4. So there you have it. Plaid 4 is now available. And since it is on an orange fabric, I always like to remind you this, since you see that on an orange fabric, that means it is a block by block quilting design only, which means it's not used on clear blue tiles because it's not an all over design. Okay. So orange designs mean it's block by block quilting, but blue designs means it's both block by block quilting and clear blue tiles quilting. Let's look at this brand new one just in time for Easter. And it is gorgeous. This one. Don't you love the little bunny silhouettes there? This is called Easter 5. Easter 5, the leaves, the silhouettes. It's just really a more sophisticated look for Easter. I absolutely adore this one. And again, because it's on that light blue fabric, it means you're going to get both methods for quilting, both block by block and clear blue tiles quilting. You can't go wrong. Absolutely gorgeous. Another one just released this morning that is on a blue fabric, meaning you get both methods. And this is called Hearts 6. Now, if you are part of Me Time's Perfectly Pieced program, guess what? You already received that in your February box. I'm telling you, the what you receive in those boxes that are delivered to you every month, it's phenomenal value. So you would have already received this heart design, which I absolutely love, but it's now available for everyone if you're interested. So check it out. All right. So that is brand new quilting. But one other thing that I cannot let you forget, because, you know, I would not be doing my duty here if I let you forget, that there is only 2 days left for the sale on 25% off the background quilting bundle for quilting through the seasons. So this is quilting. Of course, you know this quilt right here. Quilting Through the Seasons Ladder Quilt. If you are interested in the background quilting for that and so many other projects, this is an introductory pricing till this Friday, 3/15, March 15th. So there you have it. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, basically 6 designs if you count that inner border there, all as a bundle, all at 25% off, and it's 2 days left. Let's take a closer look at some of those designs, well, all those designs that are in that bundle. I'm telling you, I've used that one that I just showed you on a few different projects now, some that you're going to be seeing in the next few weeks. I love it. I absolutely adore it. I love this one. It's kind of like a text print in the background. That looks so good in your background quilting blocks. Here's another one that I just love. I think you would use leaves for every season out there. And this one, which is a beautiful, dainty little floral. All of those are bundled together, including the border. Let's see, I don't have the border here, but it's that gray one that you see in the bottom right corner. 25% off for 2 more days. So if you haven't gotten it out, haven't gotten it yet, now's the time to get that so that you can save yourself some money there. Quilting Through the Seasons, absolutely beautiful in every way. You know the idea, you make the quilt one time and you change out the seasons 4 times. And that's what it looks like. Absolutely beautiful. All right. Now, are you guys with me still? Oh my goodness. Yeah, we put the link there for the 25% off. Let me see if you've got any questions so far that I can help answer. Oh, Sandy, it was great seeing you too. Yeah, Sandy was one of the ones that I got to meet for the first time in real life. It was awesome. All right. Okay, so there you have it. What else do we have going on? There's so much to talk about, guys. I love it. Going from one thing to the next. Next is a new digital dealer exclusive for this month, March. And maybe some of you have already done it. Maybe your shops have already taught it, but it's not too late to get it. And you can also reach out to those shops who may have already done it or are planning on doing it and still receive it. This is the design. It's kind of a fun one. And it's one that I'm going to be doing for my sewing room as well because it makes great decor. Let me pull that up here. It is an embroidery sampler. Now, many of you, well, I'll show you the design first, then I'll talk about it. Here we go. Machine embroidery has my heart. And as you can see there, you've got the little chenille heart. You've got the applique butterfly, the fringe flowers, the piecing, the red work, the decorative stitches, all showing on this sampler. And if you're familiar with samplers, which I'm sure you probably are because it's a very trendy thing, especially right now in the hand embroidery world, right? Sometimes they do like stitch samplers in a hoop and they show like, oh, this is how you do a French knot and this is how you do a lazy daisy stitch, right? And it will label all of those stitches on your embroidery sampler. So we said, you know what? Us machine embroiderers want one of those too. Don't leave us out. So we didn't. We put many of the techniques. You could do it in all kinds of colors to match your sewing room. And we put the techniques onto there. My favorite one is probably the fringe with the flowers. But I love them all. So anyhow, that is a digital dealer exclusive that you can find through shops doing that program. So when you're talking to your shop next, ask them, hey, I'd love to do digital dealer exclusives. Do you happen to have it? And if they don't, so sad. But if they don't, there's a whole lot of shops that do, and they can also make sure that you receive these files digitally. So there you have it. Digital dealer exclusives. I have seen from last month, we did the little leprechaun jar topper, and that is turning out so cute. You guys are, you're having so much fun with that one. It's been really great to see your projects. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about is Rope Bowls. Now, we've talked about it for a few times, few weeks now, but that is the brand new hot product on the market out here from Kimberbell. And so that's why I wanted to save the sew and tell with Kimberbell for this, because I've got a few more to share with you. And I want to talk a little bit to you about my experience with the Rope Bowls as well. So let's take a look at a little bit of sew and tell with Kimberbell featuring your Rope Bowls. All righty, you guys have been busy making them, having so much fun with them. It's so fun to see how they're turning out for you, all the different fabrics and such. Let's take a look at this one. This is from Lucy. She says, I'm officially in love with the Kimberbell Rope Bowl technique. She made her first one with designs from the CD. She says, during one of the intro videos, Kim said something about trying some other shapes using the same techniques. So anyhow, she did that. She tried some more techniques. Let's look at this rope bowl. She put, my sewing space is my happy place. Couldn't agree more, Lucy. I love that particular design. And I love the fabrics you used in there to finish that off. But then she had some creative time. Don't you love it? She made it into an oval instead with that technique. And then she did the fun little scallops on there. That was pretty cool, Lucy. Thank you for sharing that. This one comes from Melanie. She says, my first attempt at rope bowls, I can honestly see why everyone finds them addictive. So many possibilities, so many places to put them in. I loved her hashtag rope bowl addict. Very, very cool. Let's see. Here's an up close look at hers. Sewing spaces are happy place. Yeah, I can't wait to make that particular one for my wall. I'm actually working on a whole collage on my back wall here. I can't wait to share it with you guys. I'm super pumped about it. Here's another one of hers. Hello, sunshine. Ah, isn't it cute? Here's another sewing space is my happy place, but done in red. And this is from Sharon. She says, love making the rope bowls. Oh, yes. So pretty. And this one comes from Marlene. She says, my first rope bowl using the Kimberbell way. Fun though. Doing it this way, you can use any design as opposed to embroidering directly on the rope. And let's look at that one up close. So pretty. That little birdie. Oh, comes on the rope bowl CD right there. And that little tag as well. Okay. This one comes from Rhonda. She says, this was fun. And it was her first rope bowl as well. Beautiful. Love the aqua mint in there. Another sewing, it's as if you guys like sewing or something, right? Sewing space is your happy place. Patricia says, so much fun to make, different from prior rope bowls. Absolutely different. Isn't the technique cool? If you've done this before, chime in the comments what your experience has been so far with the technique that we've put together for making the Kimberbell rope bowl that's unlike anything you've seen. This is from Laura. She says, my first of many rope bowls. It's a gift for a bridal shower on Saturday. She says she hopes she can part with it. I love the design that comes also on the CD. And I love, Laura, that you did it in this more like a gold taupey color. Very, very elegant looking for sure. Love it. And this one from Tracy. Her sewing space is also her happy place. She says it's her first rope bowl Kimberbell style. You made it so easy and fun. I'm so happy to hear that. What do you guys think of the rope bowls? Yeah, Sherry says they are so fun and easy. Love making them. Oh, yes. For sure. Let's see. Ooh, yeah. Lisa says she can't wait to make the rope bowl at Day of the Spa. Lisa, I'm telling you, if that is your first time to do it, you're going to fall in love. And like someone else mentioned, it's addiction. Afterwards, I'm sorry, you're just going to go down the rabbit hole after that, because there are so many fun things to do with those ripples. Cheryl says, I love your idea on how to finish off the back. It's a game changer. Yes, 100%, 1,000%, Cheryl. I couldn't agree with you more. It truly is. So here's the thing, like, you know, I talk about these new things coming out from Kimberbell. And when I finally get a chance, sometimes I get a chance a little bit earlier in the testing process or whatever, but sometimes it comes out and then I get a chance to actually make a project for myself or for my, you know, loved one and such. And I got a chance finally to do the rope bowl. Okay. I'm only going to tease you a little bit. I'm not going to show you the whole thing here because I'm saving it for a future Inside the Hoop show that you're going to see in about 3 weeks. Okay. But let me tell you right there, that little name right there means everything to me right now. Little special little guy in my life right now. And I see, that's all I'm going to show you. Yeah. This rope bowl technique is something that I, as soon as I did it, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop thinking about all the other gifts. This is going to be my go-to gift for everything now. So just be prepared. Your birthday, you're getting married, you're having a baby, you need something to brighten your day. Just invite me because I will make you one. I'm telling you, they're so much fun. And as I was doing it, I just kept like praising the Kimberbell team in my head and in person. I said, oh my gosh, you guys are incredible. Because it really was fun. Alisa, I got you, girl. She says her birthday's coming up. I know where you work. Yeah, I'm telling you, it is just really fun. It was so much easier than I thought it would be. In fact, to be honest, I was a little nervous about it. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Oh no. Like it really is the go-to gift of the season, I'm telling you, of the year. So when you are, you guys are so funny. I'm invited to all these parties now. I'm so excited. So when you are thinking, gosh, I need something fairly quick and easy, go to the rope bowl, the Kimberbell method for the rope bowl. It's really, really a lot of fun. And in just a few weeks on Inside the Hoop, which we're going to talk about here in a minute too, Deanna Ginger and I take on the rope bowl and have some fun ideas for how to gift them as well. And anyway, very, very fun. So the rope bowl is fantastic. The Kimberbell rope is fantastic. We've been getting such great reviews on the rope itself, how easy it is to work with, and it's a beautiful color. And that was something that we spent a lot of time researching too. What would be the best rope? What's the best core inside the rope? What's the best sizing? What's the best feel of it to sew with, to embroider, to sew with, and to put together in the end? It's just awesome. I'm so excited. I have birthday invites all over the place. What did I do? Yeah. Okay. So there you have it. Super pumped. I also want to show you, if you're not inspired quite yet, take a look at this video on all the possibilities on the rope bowl. This is featured in the Happy Place Embroidery Projects. Okay. So you're going to be looking for Happy Place Embroidery Projects, but within that CD collection is the rope bowl that everyone's talking about. Let's take a look. right. Thank you, Susan. She says, I'm welcome all over the world. Okay, start sending me invites. I'm there. And I'm bringing a rope bowl with me. Okay, Susan said, a different Susan. She says, I thought the handles would be so hard, but you stepped it out so clearly in the instructions. It was no problem to make. Yeah, the team put together a lot of different ideas and ways to finish off the rope bowls, handles being one of them. And it was very, very clearly defined with some amazing diagrams to help you along the way. We also have a rope bowl tutorial out there now. A lot of shops have tutorials as well. So there, you can't go wrong. We're going to hold your hand through it all, between the instructions, the videos, you name it. And pretty soon you're going to just be whipping those out and you're going to be like me. You're going to be dreaming rope bowls, because that's what I'm doing now. I'm just saying. That's what I'm doing. All right. So there you have it. Now, I mentioned a little bit about Inside the Hoop. We're changing gears again. All right, my friends. You may have seen a little reel on our social media channels lately about the brand new season of Inside the Hoop. It starts tomorrow. Have you seen this reel yet? Let's take a look. Hey, tomorrow. In fact, someone said somewhere on Facebook, they said, oh, tomorrow, Pi Day. Hey, so let's celebrate with Pi and let's celebrate with Inside the Hoop, because this is the show that Deanna, Ginger, and myself started this last year in 2023. We took a little 3-month hiatus. That's weird. That went by super fast, but for good reason. And that's because we got a brand new set, a brand new studio. So Kimberbell, we just got this new, we just moved into, well, our offices are still in the same building, but we got another building that we can do all of our filming in, our podcast, our tutorials, our lifestyle photo shoots, all of it, all in one space. I'm really excited about that. And if any of you are ever visiting Logan, Utah, and want to come see us, we'll take you through the studio as well. But during that time, we moved and we said, you know what, now is a good time for a little refresh of the set. And so there was a lot of painting going on. There was some 3D printing going on. There was just a lot going on behind the scenes. So we got together, let's see, was it this week? You guys, Monday, it was Monday. And we pre-filmed some segments, okay? Pre-filming is going to allow us to be a lot more flexible with our editing and give us some really fun options for editing in the end. But I'm telling you, we film it as if it's live, because there's no take backs. You're going to see still all the flub ups and you name it, but we can do more video footage, as we're filming. Anyway, it's going to make for a remarkable end product for you to watch. Every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time is the time it starts. It's on Facebook and YouTube and maybe even Instagram. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Instagram. So yeah, we're super pumped about it. Let me show you another little reel that our team put together. That this one made me so giddy, because you're going to see the painting of the set and the building of the new backdrop, which we did with a 3D printer. You're going to see that going on. And then you're going to see our first, some shots from our first taping. So let me show you what that looks like so that you're all excited about joining myself, Ginger, and Deanna tomorrow for our first new episode of the season of Inside the Hoop. You're not going to want to miss it. It's recorded so that you can watch it later too if you work and are busy during the day, but we hope you'll join us. Let's take a look at that fun reel. All right, there you have it. Did you see all the painting going on? Did you see the 3D printer doing its thing? They had that baby working 24/7 basically to get all the hoops that you saw. Yeah, Pam says, OMG, the hoops. Yeah, all of those hoops are based on every brand that's out there. They painted some spools and scissors. And anyway, the whole look is just so beautiful. I'm really excited. Let me show you some pictures of that too. Let's see. Okay, so here's some pretty awesome people right there. You guys recognize these guys, right? You got Shay and Jasmine and Katie and Andrew, and they got a little paint on their faces because they painted it blue. And then they went to town on the 3D printing of these hoops. So yeah, if only those were actual hoops, right? That we could use on our embroidery machines. But no, it's the faux hoop, but it still looks so pretty in the background, doesn't it? And so they were working on collaging that. Lots of nails, hammers, lots of laughs, I'm sure, going on, right? And then this was on Monday this last week where we started filming. Here we go. There's a little bit more behind the scenes. There we got Dallin and Kelly on the cameras. There we go. There's my friends. Oh my gosh, really fun stuff. Can I just say I love working with those ladies. I love it. They're so awesome. Okay, we've got Cassie there. She is who I would consider our producer of the show. And she was sitting there in between some of the breaks as we were going over some of the things we were going to be talking about. So fun. So please join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. What time is that in your neck of the woods? Think about it. Think. Da, 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 da. Not only are you going to want to see just the fun new show and the format of it. But we also are going to be doing our own takes on some blocks from Quilting Through the Seasons. So I'm excited to share that with you. And then the other thing that I'm so excited about is that one of the projects from tomorrow's show is actually going to be given away to one of you. So tune in to find out, because you can actually win the finished project of one of them that we're gonna share. So how's that for a teaser? All right. Yeah. People are setting reminders on their calendars. Yay. Yeah. Don't forget. Oh my gosh. You guys are so, so fun. Oh, there's my Ginger. She says, such a great group to work with. I love our Inside the Tooth team. Me too. And it's not only, you know, Deanna, Ginger, and I, we get to just sit on those couches and get to talk with each other and with you. But it's an amazing team behind the scenes too. Behind all those cameras and behind that keyboard are a lot of just awesome people that are going to make that magic happen. So can't wait for you to join us tomorrow. All right. And then finally, and then we're going to have a giveaway. We talked about, you know, a new event. We talked about new vault items, new quilting items, a new show inside the hoop, all the new things. And now we're going to talk about salad. You heard that right. Yes, you did. We're going to talk about salad because, you know, Jenny from the blog, she put together a really fun post recently on the Kimber Bella blog. Hell yeah. Kimberbella, Kimberbella, you know, the Kimberbella blog. And she, you know how creative she is. And she does like a fun take on, you know, new products that are coming out. And so she said, you know, if we're going to do quilting through the seasons, the new brand new quilt, how about salads through the seasons? Oh, yeah, because we all like to eat too, right? So she put together a fun blog post that you're not going to want to miss. Let me show you a little bit from that, because I want you all to run over to the blog, you know, sometime today, in the next few days, this weekend, and look at some recipes that come from the Kimberbell team. There's four different recipes to try out. And who doesn't love a good salad recipe, right? Let's look at what she said about this. And then I'll show you some teaser images, because they'll make your mouth water. You're going to want to do it. Okay. Here we go. Here's her blog post. She says, let them eat salad. Because the Quilting Through the Seasons ladder quilt celebrates all four seasons with a variety of interchangeable elements, she says, dare I say ingredients, I thought it would be fun to share salad recipes for every season. After all, a machine embroidery enthusiast has got to keep their strength up. Nutrition is key. Absolutely. Do you want to see what you could make? These are beautiful. Here we go. This one actually comes from Ginger. This is the Ginger's Bowtie Pasta Salad. And Jenny's saying it's perfect for spring. Heck, I think at any time of the year too, right? But don't you love how beautiful that salad is? And then, of course, the spring quilt in the background. This one is for summer. This is called the Camilla's Strawberry Spinach Salad. Oh, yes. Strawberry spinach salad with like a, my guess is it's a poppy seed dressing. I have to look at that recipe again, but doesn't that look beautiful? Mm. Then you got the summer quilt behind it. How about one for fall? This comes from our friend Erin. This is Erin's apple salad. Oh my gosh, guys. You know, the beauty of all these salads and that people from Kimberbell made them is that when we have company potlucks, usually these salads are part of that. So we can vouch they're good. They're really good. And how about this one from our guy in IT, Darren? We said this one would be perfect for winter because it has you thinking summer. And that is the Darren's Big Mac salad. Big Mac salad. So, you know, take a look when you get a chance. Here's how Jenny finished off her blog. She says that you can easily switch up those ingredients, you know, just like you can switch up the designs in Quilting Through the Seasons. She says, do you like blue cheese better than feta? Spinach better than spring mix? Have fun playing with the ingredients, just like you have fun playing with the individual pieces of your quilt. Ah, that Jenny, she's pretty clever, isn't she? All right. So there you have it, my friends. Hopefully you were inspired about something new that we talked about today. And in fact, that leads us into our giveaway. So the giveaway this week is I want you to think about all the things we talked about today on What's New Wednesday. I mean, you name it, we talked about it all. Whether it be, you know, the new day at the spa event or everything in between. This episode, it was full of lots of stuff. What are you excited about? What are you excited about? Let us know in the comments and you could win. Let me tell you what you could win. Okay. First of all, I'm going to pull up the little prompt. Tell us something you're excited about from today's show. We talked about lots. What are you excited about? Let us know in the comments over on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. We're going to actually choose a winner from each of those places. So someone's going to win on Instagram, someone's going to win on Facebook, and someone's going to win on YouTube. And you have a few days because we don't announce the winners until Friday morning. So if you're watching this later, yes, you can still enter the giveaway. We get asked that often, and the answer is yes, absolutely, because we know not everyone can join us live. So still chime in. What's one thing we talked about today that you are very, very excited about? Oh my gosh. Yeah, the yummy salads. Are you kidding me? I'm thinking I need to get in the kitchen after this for sure. Let us know. And then three people are going to win their choice of three single digital download designs. Okay. So three people will win. Remember, one in each of those areas. Hey, if you want three chances to win, post in any three of those places, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you'd have three opportunities to win. And three people will each win three digital downloads, single downloads. Yeah, you know what I mean. All right. So we will announce those three winners from those three places on Friday morning, as always. All right. Okay. Yes, Beth. She says, rope bowls, so many amazing different ways to make them. Absolutely. Ah, Janice, you crack me up. Let us know. Oh, we will. Oh, we will. Okay. Yeah, you're. I love this. Excited about the rope bowls. Yes, definitely. Oh, yes, Sue. She says, I'm excited about that flying geese pouch. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a really good one. So many possibilities with that. If you start making that one, please post your pictures. I had made a post on Bella's last night, and someone posted their flying to pieces zipper pouch within that thread, and it was so darling. I loved it. She said she did it about 10 years ago, I think. So yeah, really, really fun stuff. Lisa's excited about quilting through the seasons. Yeah. Lulu's excited about day at the spa. She says not only is purple her favorite color, but she's excited to try the rope bowl. Oh, yes. Definitely. Sharon. She says, I'm so excited about the rope bowls. I made them years ago, but Kimberbell just made them the Rolls Royce of bowls. Way to go. That's awesome. I love that. I'm going to tell my team about that for sure. Let's see. Barbara, she says, I'm excited about taking the day at the spa event. Designed so cute for Mother's Day and birthdays. Absolutely. All right. Gosh, you guys are excited about lots of things. I'm so excited for you. Lots of good stuff coming your way. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until next week. Well, until tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow. Join us. Don't forget that someone's also going to win one of the projects that we are sharing tomorrow. There's also going to be a tutorial tomorrow. I mean, there's so many good things as part of that new Inside the Hoop show. I'm excited for all of it. All right. Until then, keep doing what you love and keep experiencing the joy of creativity. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening today. We'd love for you to subscribe at any of your favorite podcast platforms. Hey, and while you're there, we'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review. And don't forget to share the podcast. You can find us at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, kimberbell.com.